For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Yesterday, we began a discussion about the potential prohibition of tobacco in America. We continue with Mr. Norm Stamper. He's the former police chief of Seattle.
I do belong to an organization called LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We have given in the last several years 2,200 speeches on the downside of prohibition. We have drawn parallels, of course, to our own country's experience with alcohol prohibition from 1920 to 1933, the creation of a criminal underclass, which gave rise to unprecedented levels of violence throughout our country, and especially in our large cities. Innocent people caught in the crossfire. What we experienced in the last century, we are currently experiencing with the drug war. And agree completely with Ethan's assertion that the drug war has caused far more harm than good. We believe that the prohibition of cigarettes would escalate tensions almost to unimaginable levels given the sheer numbers of people who are smoking. We also agree completely that the reduction in smoking, some 50% in recent years, has been extraordinary and yet predictable. A solid public education program, taxation, regulation of that product has reduced smoking dramatically without a single person going to jail or getting even a citation for it. We in law enforcement against prohibition are convinced that prohibiting cigarettes would actually lead to an increase in death, disease, crime, and addiction, just as it has with all other drugs.
Harm reduction, particularly things like needle exchange, sanitary consumption rooms, and substitution treatment with heroin or methadone, has been under attack by some right-wing critics. They argue that the support of drug legalizers for harm reduction must be merely a means to an end. What nonsense! Drug legalizers support harm reduction for the same reasons any other sane, compassionate person would. Reducing harm is a good thing. It could be argued that harm reduction work takes time and energy away from policy reform. Cynics could even argue that by mitigating the damage done by prohibition, harm reduction takes away some of the impetus behind reform. In that sense, harm reduction and drug policy reform do not go hand in hand. Critics argue that harm reduction will soften attitude toward drugs and drug users. That may be true, and that's a good thing. One of the problems caused by prohibition is the demonization of some drugs and drug users. Society benefits if harm reduction policies help us to see drug addicts as real people. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.